Hello, and welcome to this edition of the Earth Energy Illumination News. My name is Jillian Grace, and I'm going to be keeping you up to date about all the spiritual earth energy that will be occurring between the 21st of November, continuing forward until the 26th of November. So we're in one of my most excited time periods of the month. We are going to be going into some super high spiritual days again. I'm loving November. It has been just riddled with some of the strongest energy that I have had and encountered with since I can remember. So I am extremely excited, and I keep on nerding out when it comes to some of the energy coming through. So I apologize to all of you who are kind of done hearing it, but it's been a very exciting month, a very incredible month for opportunity, for pushing forward, for getting the ability to see through some of the parts of ourselves that we've been stuck on, and just really promoting us to move forward and to make the changes in a more positive way in our life that we need to. Some of us, it's been a miserable month, and for the most part, people who have been in that mode, it is an opportunity to try and push you to change. So this entire month has been about change and harnessing that and really just grabbing it and running and cleansing. So it's been a really amazing month for a lot of us. Whether you experience that in a good way or a bad way, it's been a really great time for moving forward. Really quick, I'm going to be again covering a lot of the different alignments and a lot of the different energy coming through. I focus a lot on the moon at this point because we're having a massive awakening of the feminine energy, and the moon is the feminine representation in astrology. So it's going to be increasingly important as we move through all this shifting. The alignments and the energy that can be brought forward by that moon can be very, very highly felt by all of us. So I like to keep all of you really connected with knowing that, and also some of the extra added energy that's coming through. We are going to start with Wednesday and Thursday, so November 21st and 22nd. And right off the bat, we are going to be in Taurus, and Taurus is pretty intense. But before we cover that, we have the 22nd, which is going to be an extremely high spiritual day. So if you were to break down that day, you're going to get, again, one of the coolest alignments that I've ever seen. There's a couple different ways to do numerology, first of all, and I like to do it both ways because it will potentially uncover things that you would have missed if you were stuck on doing it in one system and not the other. So there's a few different systems of numerology, and I like to familiarize myself with all of them so that I can kind of blend them together and I can make sure that there isn't going to be something missed. Many times when I talk about numerology with all of you, I will break down the numbers as, we'll use, you know, the 22nd, for example. I'll tell you to add 1 plus 1 plus 2 plus 2 plus 2 plus 0 plus 1 plus 8. So to kind of singly break down each number, and that is one way of doing it. There's also another way where you use some grouping techniques. So I always do it both ways, and then if any way indicates that there's a high spiritual energy, then that normally means that there's going to be a high spiritual energy. So for this particular day on the 22nd, you would take 11, which you'd keep 11 as an 11 because double numbers stay the same in some of the grouping techniques. So you would do 11 plus 22, and then you would do the, you'd break down into the single year. So 2 plus 0 plus 1 plus 8, which we know is 11. And then you would add up 11 plus 22 plus 11, and you get 44. 44 is an extremely unbelievable high spiritual number that not many people are born with as a life path and doesn't occur very often. It connects the hardworking, the systematic, the analytical side of a four. It amplifies it to double. And then it also brings in the power and the entrepreneurial capabilities and the mindset of a very high positioned, high functioning energy of the 8 coming through all together. So this is going to be one of those days where you really have to, again, take the time out to allow this energy to settle its way through, because the vibration that's going to be coming through is going to be about you having power in your future life and being able to take forward some of your positive attributes from your spirit and turn them into something that's much more concrete. So take the time out to let your energy adjust to it. If you're tired or exhausted, that's okay. It's going to be a really great time period to let yourself just relax. I realize that what I may be asking some of you to do is a little bit crazy, because I am aware that Thursday, on top of it being a high spiritual, extremely high spiritual day, we also, if those of you who are in America, we have the American holiday of Thanksgiving. And those of you who are in the area, we know that there is also that a Black Friday, which is when people just go crazy and become insane and they run out and they beat people up in order to get deals on things. So some of the worst parts of human nature come out at the end of this week point for those of you who are in America listening to this. So try your best to just be patient and let yourself relax, especially with that high spiritual energy coming in and it being on holiday. Take a little pass, allow yourself to breathe. That holiday being on a Taurus does not help. The moon alignment is within the Taurus on the zodiac, and Taurus is very stubborn, very bullheaded, very quick-tempered. So there's going to be a lot of opportunities probably that unfold that kind of really push you to maybe get into an altercation. Try to not feed into it too much. Watch yourself. And one of the best things you can do as you're working through and healing your energy is to become an observer and to pay attention to your triggers. So I don't think there's any mistake that we're going to be around people who tend to trigger us on such a pivotal day, because it'll be a great day to take notes. Take notes about what buttons get pushed, and then go within to figure out why they exist within you. Don't blame your family member for making you angry. Take a step back and say, okay, why did what they say upset me? Where is that blockage coming from? What needs to be cleared? Take it as an opportunity and a quick snapshot of what you've got to let go. This month is prime for getting your spiritual self in order. It's prime for getting things to run the way that they need to, so that you're prepared when the energy gets a little bit crazier in the beginning of 2019, when things start to get a little dicey. And we'll talk about that in later podcasts. But remember, this is your time to work on you. So don't take the approach that things are happening to you, or that this is occurring and it's someone else's fault. It's always occurring for you. So look at it from that direction and heal it from that direction. Little side note, those of you who are Scorpio tend to struggle more on Taurus days, so this is going to be an exceptionally off holiday for you. So try yourself to breathe, try to just do what you can, maybe, you know, just plan to be with people for only a short period of time and then come home and take a nice bath and just reconnect. Whatever you need to do to help you is super important right now. Then we're going to be moving into Gemini on the 23rd and 24th, which is Friday and Saturday. So that's going to be the energy prime for, if you were in the United States area, Black Friday. And it's kind of interesting because Gemini on a Black Friday is more light, more happy, more goofy, a little bit calmer than Taurus. So I'm super glad that we don't have the Black Friday being on a Taurus day, because that's definitely when people get stampeded at doorways because they're just absolutely have lost their mind. So Gemini will at least have a little bit of a lighter mood. This is not a bad time to be out. You're not going to collect too much energy. So those of you who are going to be out on the 23rd and 24th, it's going to be okay, as far as your energy is not going to be wide open in a magnet to collect whatever is flying around. But as always, because there are so many people out, if you are going to be on about, carry some type of a gemstone or something to collect your energy and keep it nice and balanced, especially when you're around large groups of people. This is a great day to keep moving too. So if there ever was a day to be shopping and shopping and shopping and shopping away, a Gemini day it's a perfect day for it. So it's going to be pretty good. You're going to be in a good situation. The only thing that's going to throw in a little bit of a whammy is going to be the fact that the 23rd is the full moon. By nature, people act crazy on a full moon. The better part of this is it's a full moon occurring in Gemini, which means it's going to be a little more fun than usual. And Gemini rules the throat chakra, so people might not be able to communicate super well if they're in a bad point of that side of the moon. But if you're in a good point of the side of the moon, it means you're going to be super talkative and happy and light and fluffy. So the energy of this moon coming forward is much more peaceful than some of the moons that we've dealt with in the past. So I'm really excited about that. Anytime you find yourself off, anytime you find yourself kind of struggling, remember, lungs are ruled by the Gemini zodiac. So breathe. If you're frustrated, just take a deep breath to the count of four and then breathe out to the count of four. If you feel a tightness in your chest, those of you who are prone to anxiety, sometimes you struggle, especially when Gemini is in alignment, because you misinterpret that energy as being something that's wrong within that area of your body, when really it's just some energy trying to move through that you're more sensitive to. So try yourself to take a deep breath and just breathe in and breathe out and release it. As much as you can, keep a close eye on that chest area and release anything that comes up through that, especially for the end of this week, Friday and Saturday, the 23rd and the 24th, and that full moon cycle. It's going to be a full moon that's all about breathing. So even though you're going to be out doing some crazy things and around family, you might even have family in out of town visiting, try your best to do whatever you need still to keep yourself balanced. Yoga, going for a little walk, you know, being at one with nature, any of those things can help to keep you nice and clear. Then we move into November 25th and 26th, which is Sunday and Monday, and the moon moves into Cancer. So we're going to go from having a lot of chaos as far as family stuff and that go in the United States area. And then we're going to go into a little bit of a fun time with Gemini being in alignment towards that end of the week, beginning of the weekend. And then the end of the weekend, beginning of next week, Cancer is going to pull in an energy that's going to be rather moody. Couple things about Cancer. They can be very crabby. They can be very emotional. So you might find that you were fine going through all of the chaos, or you were fine for the past several days, but now your mood is really getting thrown off and you're getting really frustrated by everything. And you're looking back upon little things that happened throughout the week, and now it's aggravating you. Instead of sitting there and cultivating that and making it worse, use it as an opportunity to take a note, write down some of the things that may have been coming up that are blockages for you, and then do some breathing techniques to release them, or do some writing so you can write all of the information, anything that comes to you that you need to clear down, and then take that and burn it. So use that time to kind of pull through the energy of the week, especially if negative things come up, and release it out. The one thing about Cancer, which is really different from a lot of the zodiac signs, is its ruling planet is actually the moon. So when it comes into the spotlight with the moon, everybody feels it really strong. Everybody feels it super intensely. And those of you who are under the Cancer zodiac, you definitely feel any movement of the moon a lot. But when the moon is in your zodiac sign, you tend to feel a little bit lighter. So that's actually a good thing for those of you who are on the Cancer zodiac. Those of you who are Capricorn, you tend to struggle during Cancer days. So try your best to be aware. You might have a little bit of a crabby period, but that's okay. Try your best to pamper yourself and do whatever you need to do in order to stay nice and balanced. So the flux of this week is going to go a little bit crazy. We're going to have super high spiritual, stubborn, bullheaded, anger, all clumped into one on the 22nd and the 21st. And then we're going to swoop into a little lighter mode, but fast pace and a lot of movement, the 23rd and the 24th with Gemini. And then we're going to slide back into Cancer, which is going to put us in more of a moodier stage, and the 25th and 26th of November. So it's going to be a little bit of an up and down roller coaster. Be aware of it. all is okay. The one thing I try really hard to do is let all of you have a heads up about some of these moods so that when they do come through, you don't sit there and build upon them and cultivate them and think, oh, I'm in a bad mood today. It must be because of these five things in my life that just seem to always go wrong. And then take it and own it, because once you do that, the energy doesn't move through. It gets stuck and then you get in trouble. If there are some things that you're finding are just sticking more than usual and are really stuck there, those are signs of things that you have to work on. And many of you who work with me on a regular basis, you know how to cultivate a strong release. You know, sitting and doing some writing and some journaling and then releasing those pages into an element, such as taking them outside and safely burning them, is one great way of releasing. Also, doing a meditation to find wherever there's tightness within your field that you've got to focus in on and breathe through. That's another great way to do some releasing. So whatever way you're drawn to, let this be your week of taking notes on your behavior and your triggers so that you know what to let go of. We're in the final stage of that super high spiritual month, everybody. Do not waste it. You're gonna need the balance from it. You don't want to play catch up, especially when things get a little bit dicey as December rolls through and we get into January and things really start to spin. So try your best to deep breathe and move your way through. Couple quick side notes. I've got an eerie energy about this week. So I think there's definitely going to be a lot of weather patterns that get shaken up. There may be a lot of earthquake patterns that come in. We may actually get some fluxes as far as our celestial activity goes and some geomagnetic storms. There's an intensity about this week. I feel like it's go time. I feel like, you know, we've got to have everything in alignment so that we can make these next stages the way that we need to. So those of you who are prone to anxiety whenever the energy gets heightened, be aware of that. This could be a week where you feel like you're in extra anxiety mode, but it really is just that heightened energy pulling through. Utilize it. Do something to harness and pull it through. Remember, there are so many techniques and it's different for everybody what works. It's going to definitely be something, though, that's allowing your creative side and allowing your unique side to move forward, or allowing yourself to relax and unwind. Those are all, anything that falls into those categories are going to be great things for you to do in order to help this energy move through. My advice for the week is change is moving quickly. Different things are coming through very rapidly. You have to do your part. It's why you chose to be here on Earth. We are all moving forward, whether we like it or not. So whether or not you're going to struggle with that movement or you're going to sail through is going to be up to your ability to put yourself first and to put your spiritual growth in the spotlight. We are at a high spiritual time on Earth. You can't get away with just ignoring that like we could 2 decades or 3 decades ago. It is go time. And many of us feel it. And that's why we have so many people right now struggling with a depression and anxiety and suicide. And we have massive rates of ODs and people turning to things that alter their state of consciousness because they don't have the proper understanding of what's happening with themselves spiritually. And they're getting lost. We're at a very unique time, everybody. So step up and play your part. We don't have much of a choice, and we all came here to do it. As always, I'm here if any of you need me. Just send me an email at thespiritthatisyou@gmail.com. If you have any issues with your balance, again, grounding is going to be huge, and keeping that solar plexus or the third chakra is going to be really big. Check out Reflections if you are in the New York area and you're in East Aurora. That's a great place for all things that will help to keep you nice and balanced. You also can grab some Bell Aromatherapies there that are wonderful for balancing out your field. And for anyone else, you know, you can also go online to Etsy, Salt of the Earth 22. There is a wonderful site there, and it has so many different options for you to keep your energy nice and balanced. And taking baths and stuff like that is just a wonderful way of doing it. Different scents, different things that can trigger you to just open up and release. Those are all important. Thank you so much for listening to this edition of the Earth Energy Illumination News. My name is Jillian Grace, sending you lots of love and light this week.